What are the best and worst tourist attractions in the world? Of course, everyone has their personal favorites and their personal never-agains. The luggage storage app Stasher has ranked the best and worst of the world's tourist attractions. Stasher's George Moratidis joins us on WCBS. George, good to talk with you. Before we get to the best and worst, tell us how you rank these sites.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me. So we, in order to rank the best and worst tourist attractions, we use a set of public data sources, mainly Google reviews, TikTok engagement, distance from airport, tourist safety, and quality of local accommodation. So in order to measure these, we use data from provided by websites like Booking and Google Maps. So we calculated all these metrics and worked out a score system that we use to rank like all our attractions.
All right, let's start with the best of the best. I know I was surprised to see what tops your list. Tell us about your number one.
Our number one is the Hungarian Parliament Building in Budapest, which is quite impressive, even for seasoned travelers. If you see it like looming in the horizon as you walk around Budapest. It's on the top of our list with 7.34 out of 10.
You know, I would think that people would say top tourist attractions. You know, people would say, oh, the Eiffel Tower, it's got to be, or Disneyland or something. The Hungarian Parliament Building. What do people like about that building?
According to our metrics, they like how close it is to, to the airport. And apparently they are impressed about the architecture using like, as far as we can see from the Google reviews, and also the quality and quantity of accommodation nearby.
What are some other tourist attractions on your best list?
Disneyland in Paris, I mean, that has to satisfy your average, you would expect it to be on the top 10 list. So apparently it is quite popular, especially with TikTokers, as it's like, as we've seen posts on TikTok tagged with Disneyland Paris, they tend to get like billions of views. And also the local accommodation gets quite a high score. Other attractions are the Blue Lagoon in Iceland and the Plaza de España in Seville, which used to be the first place in our 2019 Best and Worst Tourist Attraction piece.
Well, George, I have the list in front of me here, and I go through it, and I think people in this country would find it interesting that nothing in the United States makes the top 10 tourist attraction list.
Well, if it's any consolation, the bottom of the list is the Hollywood Walk of Fame is the last on our research.
That's the bottom of the bottom. I guess we should be excited about that. We don't have the best, but we have the worst. Why do people not like the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
People say, their words, not mine. They used words like dirty, unsafe, and a disappointment overall.
Anything else on the bottom of the list that we should know about?
Yeah, we also have the Grand Bazaar in Istanbul. People apparently think as much as it is impressive, like it's an Eastern bazaar, okay, so it has that certain magic about it, but they do recommend that if you are going shopping in Istanbul, you should, pick something outside of this, because like the items inside are two or three times more expensive. And also you have the on the top 10 worst tourist attractions, you have another U.S. Attraction, the Busch Gardens in Tampa Bay.
All right. From the Hungarian Parliament Building at the top of the list to the Hollywood Walk of Fame at the bottom, you can check out their entire list at blog.stasher.com. George Moratidis at Stasher. Thanks for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you.